concerning them. Oh, I don't know about you, but I've come to testify. Hey! This is a victory song. Jesus is glorified. He has taken my pain and given me laughter. I've got a melody in my heart. A new song in my mouth.
Hello, everybody. Good night. This is a brand new song. Jesus is glorified. Giving me laughter. In my heart. A new song in my mouth. Emmanuel has done me something new. Emmanuel has done it again, no. Emmanuel has done it again, no. I've come to testify. He has done it again, no. Emmanuel has done it again, no. Emmanuel has done it again, no. Emmanuel has done it again, no. Come to testify, he has done it again.
Good night, everybody.
Emmanuel has done it again. No. I have come to testify.
The blind can see.
The dumb can speak again.
He has done it again, no.
Let me stop. Good night, everybody. Good night, and welcome to Girl, I Need You to Thrive. I am your host, Camille Onish Ismail. And tonight we're going to be sharing this platform with Jennifer Thompson tonight on. And she's going to be sharing with us about her book that she has written and where she is going. So tonight, hopefully, we'll be able to hear some good gist from Jen, right? So share this live, like, comment, and invite your friends to watch the gossip for the next 20 minutes, right? If you don't know, I am Camille Onish Ismail, and I've been doing life coaching since 2019 when I started. Right when I started, COVID started, right? So basically, we are rebuilding. We changed the name of the movement from Entrepreneurs Prayer Breakfast Club to Girl, I Need You to Thrive, because Girl, I Need You to Thrive is more sentimental. It means more. You can actually talk to another girl about what you want to see them achieve in their lives, right? And I'm all about helping others to find their truth and maximizing their potentials so that they can create the action steps that they need to achieve the goal. So if anyone knows me, know that I'm good at that. If you have a gift, a talent, an idea, or something, I'm good at helping you to find that. And then once you find it, I help you to put the goals in place and then follow the goals so that you can maximize whatever gift you have. It's just a gift that I have. It's a calling that God gave me, and I'm grateful that I'm using it in this time. Les Brown said something. He said, don't wait until you're on your hospital bed for your books to look at you, for your albums to look at you, for whatever you plan to do in the earth realm to look at you and ask you, why didn't you do it? Why didn't you get it done, right? So for me, I'm using up all my gifts, okay? I'm using up all my gifts. So if you're here tonight, please share this live. And I can't see Jennifer. Please share this live and invite somebody to come on in the room to hear what Jen is doing. And so November 11th, 2023, we will be having our women's conference titled Girl, I Need You to Thrive. And we're on a movement called The Arising. Some people have the awakening. We're on a movement called The Arising because we're rising back up as entrepreneurs. We're getting back up as sisters to focus on our business, to focus on whatever we are doing, right? All right, so Jennifer, are you there? Do catch us in the mornings at 6 a.m. where Evangelist Carlene and myself and other intercessors, we gather together to pray. We believe that prayer is the vehicle that takes you into territories. Prayer is the vehicle that takes you into regions and pushes you into your destiny, right? So we invite you to go ahead and, you know, do that. Join us in that. Oh, Jen, you're going to have to use your personal page and not your business page if you're using that. Right, so we pray in the mornings. If you have prayer requests, personal requests that you don't want anyone to know about, you can send them to us. We're setting up our P.O. box where you'll be able to mail the prayer request to us, right? And if you don't want us to open them, just write on the envelope that do not open, just pray over them. Persons have been sending their prayer requests and they have been getting breakthroughs. We have results, amen. So we're all about results here. So we don't just do make money, but we also pray. On Saturday, this Saturday coming up, which is the 30th of September, Kimberly Napier and myself, who is one of the sisters in the Thrive, we will be meeting together in Waterford, Connecticut, where we're going to be doing some spiritual healing. And when I say spiritual healing, we're talking about studying of the word and prayer and meditation. We're going to dive into what we call a cleansing to prepare for October, November, and December. So if you're in that region or anywhere of that matter and you would like to join us, there is a link on our event section here in this where you can join us. Be there at 10 a.m. Bring your blanket because we are going to be by the ocean. So bring your blanket, bring your snacks, your Bible, your notebook, and bring the questions to us. We will try our best to answer them. It's not just for women. Bring your family. Bring the kids out. Kimberly's going to be spending time with the children. Bring the kids out. Bring your boyfriends, your husband, whomever is in your house, and they're free. Bring them. Bring your lawn chair, and we're going to sit by the ocean, and we're going to communicate with God. The Bible says that the sea has doors, and the doors that the sea has, it opens and it closes in the book of Psalms. So we're going to be tapping into some areas that most people would be shocked to know that it's in the scriptures. And we're going to talk about it as believers, as entrepreneurs, as mothers, as friends, and see how best we can reach out to those who are looking for a space where they can thrive in. Thriving is not about being able to just get up and pay your bills, but thriving is being able to survive past what we call the mediocrity. Right? So, that's what it's all about. Jen, you're not even coming up in my viewers. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are happy to share what we're doing here at the Thrive. And then also December the 2nd coming up, we're having our Christmas gala. Last year, we didn't have it. People were asking. People were calling, hounding, but we couldn't, because we lost one of our key sisters of the Thrive. May Takesha Taylor soul rest in peace. So out of respect for her, we did not, the sisterhood didn't do anything last year. September, October, November, December, we didn't do anything. We went silent. So this year we decided it's 1 year anniversary for her. So we're on a roll right now and we are excited about the journey, right? So thank you for the support, the love, and the kindness. Jennifer, I can't tag you. Jennifer, you're not coming up in my viewers. I can't even see you. Use your cell phone. If you're using your computer, you can't use your computer. You gotta use your cell phone. All right? Yeah, so last year we lost one of our key sisters, and so we didn't keep any party. But this year, get ready. December the 2nd, tickets are $75. You can go on our website, which is tagged right here, www.girlineedyoutothrive.com. And right there, you can purchase your tickets and reserve your seat. Usually when we have these galas, they're sold out. We try to keep it at 100, 150 people so that we don't have that COVID, you know, rise. And the room can hold up to 200 people. So we try to cut it down. So reserve your seat, because the Thrive alone itself is about 80 members. So, and all the sisters come out. There you go, Jen. All the sisters come out with their family. Already knowing no seat for you. So get your tickets early. November 11th, we are going to New York City, to Queens. And when we get dear honey child, let me tell you, it's going to be a day and an evening to remember. All right, so let me go. So here she goes.
Hello, everybody. I'm so sorry. It won't allow me to join on my laptop. I don't know why.
It doesn't. It's all cell phone friendly now.
Okay. So let me get out of this then. My apologies.
You can keep your computer open so that you can share and stuff. Just put it in mute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So you can see the compliment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are finally here. I only have 15 minutes left, actually, because I have another appointment at 9 p.m. tonight, 9:30. All right. So, Jennifer, how are you doing? We can't see your beautiful face. Can you pull the camera down so we can see you? Thank you very much. Yes, we can see you. I've known Jennifer. Jennifer started in the movement with us, and she recently decided to come back to the movement, to the sisterhood, and we are grateful for her. Mm-hmm. She's doing awesome. She got her book. You got a cover of your book, Jen. You want to hold it up so they can see it? There you go. She got her book out. And ladies and gentlemen, we're excited to learn more. So Jen, tell us about the journey with this book.
The journey started with you back in 2018. I started out as a life coach, and you gave me the title Transformational Wealth Coach. And when you did that, I think we had multiple conversations, my journey with my finance, my journey going through a lot of stuff when my other half passed away and I was like totally lost. And I will never forget this conversation. He said, you did an intake with me. You said, you're going too fast. I'm going to have to just get back to you. You need to go back to the drawing board and bring exactly what you want me to talk to you about. And a little bit of history, I found you on Facebook. I went away in 2016, I don't remember, to Maryland for my birthday. And I met another coach. She was a life coach, but she was holistic. And I said, I came back with my bestie and I said, I want to be a life coach. She said, why? I said, I want to be a life coach. I want to give back to the community, but I don't know how to go about doing it. And I was just scrolling through Facebook, just minding my business, and I came across you. But I've seen you before in a salon that you work, and I'm like, she's a life coach. And I reach out to you. And of course, the journey has been with you ever since. I took it a little further and I went to Georgia and I got certified as a life coach. Because of my history with finance and what I went through personally, you look at me and you say, you're going to be a transformational work coach. I'm like, me be a transformational work coach? I don't know what I'm talking about. And you said, you can do it. You encouraged me so much and never knew I would write a book. I'm still tapping my shoulder. I did this. I can't believe I did this. And my personal stuff I went through, like I said before in the beginning, losing a home. I'm going to be a little bit transparent. Losing my home. I'm hitting rock bottom at one point. And then, you know, having so many clients while life coaching, I realized a lot of folks in the community were struggling big time with their finance, especially with the young folks. And a little bit about me again, I do take in young folks that my daughter, I call them the stray that my daughter will bring home. And when I have conversation with these young girls, I realize they were going through a lot financially. They didn't have a lot of structure in their own home. You know, they had generational curses where they live from paycheck to paycheck, or they only know one way out. And it was never, the biggest thing was just never discussing their household. And so from there, I developed so much material and so much relationship with these girls, help them along the way to manage their money wisely. And so I met a branding coach and I told her what I did, and she said, you're going to create a journal. I said, I'm just going to be interested in my journal. And I'm like, oh my God, I have so much negative belief. And then when I started doing it and putting this book together, I never knew how much it affected my community and people was interested in buying my book. And just having it on Amazon and having it launched was the biggest thing for me. Like, I was like, my book is on Amazon. That is awesome for me. That's a great achievement for myself. And so here I am talking about my book. And I'm thanking Miss Anish to giving me a platform to talk about it. I thank you so much. You've always been a force behind everything I do. I know you've been very hard with me, like my other coaches.
And I thank you guys. I might fuss. I might, you know, give back an attitude, but not a bad attitude to disrespect. But I thank each and everyone that's been in my life that has pushing me. And so, you know, I'm taking this further, and to have the opportunity to be a vendor at your event, I was at your last event, is huge for me because it's all the way in New York. And, you know, we spoke about it. And, you know, we spoke about going to Atlanta where I started. And the funniest thing I said to someone today, I'm going on a book tour. She said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going on a tour. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just saying this. I'm going on a tour. And my next stop is Atlanta. And she said, you got a plan? I said, no, I don't have one right now. But I'm going to Atlanta. And she said, when? And I'm like, okay, let me know. I say, you're coming. And my friends are coming. But I'm doing this. And this is how I'm speaking to myself. What I'm expecting, and I'm very excited.
You know, because when you know, one of the things that we know as coaches is that whatever we speak out of our mouth, we walk into, because the words are hanging over our heads, and once we walk into them, they manifest, right?
Yes.
Because we're the manifestors of our own lives.
Yes.
My question, I want to salute you for entrusting me on your journey.
Thank you.
You know, when you, I remember when you came into my beauty salon. That was way back in the day when I used to do here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and I remember when you came in and you just said hello and you got what you need, your services done. But further than that, I remember when you started your journey on how timid you were of even speaking publicly, of even saying out loud your truth. you know, and to see you thrive now, it is a blessing.
Thank you.
So we want to congratulate you on your journey and your book. Yes, you will be in New York at the event, but other than the event, what have you been doing for the past 30 days or the past 90 days with your book? Where can we find the book? Is it any bookstores? Where is it located? Where can we find it?
So my book is currently on Amazon. I am in the process of relaunching my book. I launched it, was it this year? This year. And I took a step back because I wanted to revisit my course of direction of how I really want to have this book out there, not just in my community, but across Connecticut and more. And I recently went to Florida, and a friend of mine said, I'm mad at you. And I said, why are you mad at me? She said, you did a launch. I purchased your book when you first did the launch, and you haven't done anything. And here I have a friend who I've just wrote a book, and she's doing good. She said, I'm so mad at you. I need you to do something. And my bestie and I was coming back from our trip, and I said to her, I'm going to relaunch. And I came back and I said, I'm going to write my goals down and when I want to relaunch and what course of direction I want to go with this book. And another friend of mine sent me a link and said, now you have, they're doing finance in school. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. She said, yes, it's one of the requirements. And I remember when I started out, finance was never taught in school, much less discussed in your household. And so one of the goals that I set for myself, and I do set a date for it, is to have it, and I'm manifesting it, in every single school across Connecticut. And not just Connecticut, but if I can take it to other states after I establish it. I want it in every library and every bookstore. But I know I can't do it alone. And so I started in the last 30 days seeking additional help. I'm reconstructing my own self as well as going to Lost JT Financial, because one of the things I find that I was not doing, I was pouring into everybody else and not pouring into myself. I was joining everybody else, but not doing what I was pouring into everybody else. Yes, I know you're going to get me for that. Because you're pouring into me too. Anish, and you have told me so many times you need to go on my own. The person that does my taxes, when I told her what I wanted to do, she looked at me and she said, it's about time. And I'm like, I'm scared. I'm scared of the critics. I'm scared of certain things. But now I started to do more. So if you notice, I do here and there on my Facebook page. I do have a business page. I just reopened it. I'm going to invite folks there. But the thing is, my fear was the critics. And I had to get over that fear, and I'm over it. I told my bestie today, I really don't care. She said, you do care. I said, I really don't care. If I have to sit and worry about every critic on my page and everything they're going to say, I am going to go into a hole. I'm here to thrive. I am here to be successful.
The mindset of people is that you cannot be yourself. And people don't buy things or people or products that are not real. This is what I'm trying to get people to understand. Don't tell me that I can't call myself Mystery. Don't tell me that. That's who I am. That's what I do. I'm known for that. I'm known to be this person. This is my authentic self. So don't try to change me. Don't try to move me from where I am to where you want me to be. The only transformation that a man or a woman needs is the transformation that you give yourself, yes. Not what people give you. Because people's vision, views, and opinions of you don't have anything to do with you. Just let it roll off your back like water on a duck's back. Their opinion of you is just to put you in the position where you don't get to thrive. And that's what I tell entrepreneurs. I say, once you know your goals, once you are walking in your truth, you can make it.
Definitely.
Like somebody called me and they said, oh, Nish, what's up with that sexy Jen? And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, this is you. Mm-hmm. This is who you are. And we laughed about it, you know. And let me tell you something. The phone call that I got was shocking.
Oh, I got a couple too, baby.
Because the person who called me is somebody that I've never spoken to.
I've never ever spoken to her, never. I only see her on Facebook. And she called me a messenger. And it was just a joke. And I laughed to myself and I said, wow, if she's thinking that, can you imagine how many other people are thinking that? But your authenticity is what people will buy.
Yes.
Why do you think that people go on social media and show their lives? Because it's the reality of who they are. Mm-hmm. So continue to be you.
Thank you.
Continue to shine, continue to thrive. Can you put the book up one more time? Ladies and gentlemen, go on Amazon. What's the name of it, Jen? Because I can't read from this far.
Budgeting Your Way to Financial Freedom.
Budgeting Your Way to Financial Freedom. Please go on Amazon and grab you a copy by Life Coach.
I'm going to try and put the link in. I'll put the link in the live in a few minutes. I forgot to put it when I joined.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Please go and put it in, you know, and get you a copy. It will help you. We remember when Jen started her journey, and I kept saying to her, I said, you went to school for finances, do what you love.
I just put it
do in what you love.
Yes, I love what I do. You know, people are associated with me will tell you, I'm so passionate about what I do. My goal is to really continue educating my community. And especially the younger folks, the folks that are in college or just got out of college, a lot of us don't know how to manage our money. I talk about this all the time with other peers in conversation. You know, we are so blinded by social media, and the only thing we know is the fact that, yes, I want that Jordan or I want that Gucci, but no one in our household teach us how to manage our money. And so, you know, we have generation out there, the only thing they know is paycheck to paycheck. And so for me, it is important that I continue to educate my community and people who are associated with me. I won't give them all my gem all at once in a conversation, but I wrote this journal. It's not a regular journal with lines in there. My journal has a lot of interaction and a lot of worksheets. Your regular worksheets, your expense, and your ins and outs of your money and stuff like that. But mine has you thinking, have you achieved this goal? I won't give you everything that's in there. But it asks you questions to make you think, did I acquire that goal that I set for myself, especially savings for the month? I don't have monthly budget sheets. I have annual budget sheet that's in my book. And at the end, I question you. Did you achieve? Could you have done something different? And of course, I'm not going to give you every question that's in there, but I really take you to another level to have you thinking. And at the end, I said, if you think you achieve everything that I have in this book, share it with someone else. Share this book. Tell them to purchase this book, because this book has really helped you to stay focused and to stay grounded. Because it's very hard to stay grounded budgeting. I do it twice a week when I go to the grocery store. I stick to my budget. On a rare occasion, I go over my budget, but they always say
the grocery store is expensive.
Yeah, I can walk into Walmart, and I'm telling you, someone on the live can attest to that. I'm going in there to spend $25, and I'm coming out with everything that I want, because my mindset is already set. And I get up in there, and I'm spending exactly what I need to spend. We all go overboard. We're not perfect. We overspend sometimes.
It's all about discipline. That's when you are doing anything in life, right? You must be disciplined. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, for those who are listening on my podcast, Girl, I Need You to Thrive, for those on Facebook and on Instagram, we are interviewing financial coach Jennifer Thompson with her book, Budgeting, right? Diane said that's her for real. That's right. Nobody knows you like your bestie, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what I appreciate, though, Jen, is that most journals that you pick up in the store, financial journals, they talk about monthly budgeting and weekly budgeting.
Mm-hmm. Froze. Lost.
I'm not sure what happened. My thing just went blank.
Yeah.
But what I like about yours is that you focus on the annual part, the annual aspect of it, which is great for entrepreneurs, right? Most entrepreneurs don't focus on their annual budgeting. And it's very important for entrepreneurs to focus on that.
Yes. And once again, like I said, I'm so proud of this book because I created something that is going to have you sharing with so many other folks out there, because my interaction, my questions are very hard. They're not like little questions you put in there, okay, what was your budget? My questions are so interactive. You're going to be thinking that, oh my God, I could have done it this way, especially savings. Did you achieve that saving? Did your income increase after you started budgeting? Stuff like that had happened there. But the worksheets alone would have you thinking, oh my God, I should have done this a long time ago. I utilize it. I gave one to my daughter. Because young folks is the hardest set of folks to deal with because they're so stubborn. And I say, utilize it the best way you can. So, you know, once again, I will say my goal is to have it into every library, into every school. And one of the goals that I set for myself is to teach the adults, like the after school stuff, in a college or a high school. I'm working on that. I did have a contract at one point, but I didn't have enough people signed up, and that was in Vernon Adult Education. So I'm going to take it to the city. I was taking it to Vernon, but I'm going to take it to the city. So I'm working on all these goals.
Yep. The city, the schools need it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have children in the Hartford area and you would like them to learn finances, please do me a favor. If you cannot find Jen, you can find me. You can find Diane. Somebody knows her, okay?
Thank you.
And we will find her. So go ahead, reach out to her and have your child learn how to budget, how to save, how to put money into investments and the stocks. It's very important in this time and in this dispensation, because the world has changed. We're going to be moving from some parts of the world right now is moving from dollars into bricks. And so finances are changing. And if you're not on top of it, you're going to be lost. They're encouraging entrepreneurs. They're encouraging people. If you have money, save cash at home, because the seasons and the times are changing. So if you want to learn about finances, please tap into Jennifer. And Jennifer, thank you so much for taking this time to come on to the Thrive to share what you are doing and what your goals are for the next 90 days.
Yes.
Do meet her in New York to grab your copy for those who are watching from New York. I know Tessa will watch later. So New York, get ready. Jennifer is coming so you can have your copy signed. Be in the room by 11. Shopping and cocktail starts 11 o'clock on time. That's New York, baby. And let me tell you, the caterers are on point. They're like, please have the people in the room by 11 so we can serve them.
Yes.
So cocktail and shopping starts promptly at 11 to 12. So you'll get to communicate and ask Jen all the questions that you want to ask her. And she will be.
I would have additional resources on how to reach me, and you know how to sign up with me to do whatever coaching you need. I am not just a financial coach, I also do life coaching. I would have so much additional resources, not just promoting myself, but others also at my table. I can't wait. I am excited. I can't wait to meet everyone in New York. I have a lot of family in New York. I'm hoping everyone would attend. I already tagged them. I already told them, you know, to come meet me in New York. And looking forward to this networking with other folks. Oh, my God. I love networking. You know, a quick thing before I get off. I went to a gala this weekend. I was just having a conversation. What do you do? I said, I have my book. So one of the things I do now that I've really is keep copies of my book in my car. I never usually do that. And I said, you know, I did have to give a disclaimer. And despite giving the disclaimer, I still got the support. And, you know, folks said, okay, I'm going to share my page. So that, to me, speaks volume. Just having a regular conversation about my book. And hear someone say, oh, my God, I want to get a copy of your book. Yes, I might not have sold 100, but I sold 2 that day. And to me, that's gold. Because they're going to
share it with
someone else. Yeah. So, you know, I'm excited. Yes, I am excited. I'm excited. I can't wait. You know, to get to New York, and I'm always gonna, you know, recognize my branding coach because she pushed me too. Oh my God, you talk to her hard, Kanish. She was terrible. I remember editing this book one night, and it was close to 1 o'clock. I said, I'm hungry. She said, I said, I only got a piece of bread. She said, I don't care. You're gonna have that bread and water because you will finish editing this book. And I stayed up until literally 2 o'clock that morning because people think just writing a book is as easy as it thinks. Editing was the hardest thing.
I've written 4 books, and it's not easy. I have 1 on marketing, I have 2 on prayer, and I have 1 on journaling, and it's not easy. It takes time, and I'm working on my 5th book now, and let me tell you, it's not easy. But one thing I could tell people, that the strategies, as a life coach, you need something in the back end. I always tell you guys that if you're keeping an event, you need something in the back end. You can't just stand up and talk in front of people. People are workshopping. You don't have something for them to buy into. You're just going to be a broke coach. You're going to be a broke entrepreneur. Okay. That's the secret to entrepreneurship. You must have something in the back end for them to buy into, a course, a
especially book, your service.
Something has to be behind the scenes. You are going to be broke if you don't do that. Even pastors know that. Pastors have books, they have CDs, they have all these things, t-shirts, all of that, because it's a part of your branding. You know, so tonight we want to celebrate you and tell you thank you so much for taking the time to be here, and we're looking forward to seeing you excel and go where you ought to go. Atlanta, get ready. You know, Britannia, I know you're in Atlanta. Barbara, I know you're in Atlanta. Auntie Lassandra, you're in Atlanta. Auntie Kim, you're in Atlanta, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Please, when she gets to Atlanta, I'm asking my family down there to just drive out and support her.
Thank you.
Celebrate her. If I'm available and I have the time, I will definitely fly out with you and support
Thank you.
And your journey, because it's all about connections, growth, and expansion.
I appreciate it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to grab your tickets for New York, November 11th. It's going to be one of the best events I've ever kept. And it will be the beginning of a new era for every person that have come in alignment with me. Please don't forget to love yourself, to love God, and to love those that are around you. Treat people well.
Yes.
Don't look down on anybody. You don't know what your tomorrow will be like. So treat them well. The person you pass going up, you will pass them coming down. Stay humble, stay committed to your journey, and your life will be a success.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, she put the link in there. Go to her Amazon link. Wait. Send it to me, Jen, because it came up as Girl, I Need You to Thrive.
Okay.
So send it here.
Okay, hold on.
Send it to me.
It might have been the last thing I had. Hold on 1 second. My clipboard. I apologize for that. Let me go back to my clipboard. I thought I copied the right one. Okay, here you go.
So
I am putting the right one. I just put the right one. I think I sent the last link I copied, because I sent your link to folks to join. So I do apologize for that, everyone that's on the line. I do put the correct link in there for Amazon. So it's currently on Amazon. And one more thing, I will be having a special in November. Look out. Can't give you all the details right now, but I will.
You're going to have a special sale
in November.
November?
Yes.
November. Yeah, Black Friday is coming up.
Yes, definitely.
All right. If you would like to be a part of Girl, I Need You to Thrive, you can join today for $49.99. We're entrepreneurs like Jennifer and all of us. We are in it. Diane is a travel agent. Shout out to you, Diane. She's a portion of peace and a fountain of love. So if you're into traveling and you want to learn more about traveling, you can reach out to Diane Watson. And we also have a clinical therapist that we work with. Her name is Angie. So if you want to get therapy, once you come to us, if we do not help you as coaches, we send you out to the psychologist so that she can see you. And if you are not able to achieve your goal with the therapist, we have psychotherapists also that we can recommend you to. So it's not just about life coaching, it is about transformation. And I do believe, even though I go to church and I am a pastor, I do believe that you should get some form of counseling, some form of therapy. You can get spiritual counseling as well. So we do both. life and spiritual. If you would like to write your book and learn more about your book, we do have an author in our Thrive that will assist you on how to write your book and get it done. So the Entrepreneur Prayer Breakfast Club is still the same. We still have all the coaches. They're different people, but we changed the name to Girl, I Need You to Thrive. We got rid of the old wineskin, and now we're in the new season. We are grateful for the journey. And thank you so much for joining me live on my podcast, Girl, I Need You to Thrive. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, and all the podcasts. There is Anchor. So this segment will be there as well. So do follow and join. Thank you so much, Jennifer. Have an awesome, awesome day. And I'm grateful.
Thank you. I'm grateful.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me. Bye, everyone.
Oh, you're welcome, Diane.